Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The following is a Hoop Bowl presentation.
Hoop Ballers! Welcome back to another episode of Today in Sports Betting. I'm your host, Ira Silver. It is Tuesday, September 29th, and that means it's time for playoff baseball. I got my buddy alongside me, Devin Ellington. Devin, what's up, buddy? How are you?
I am doing superb. Had a really decent Sunday. Fantasy team looked good, just made a splash of a trade. And we're rolling right into playoff baseball, and the finals are set. It's crazy. And the Stanley Cup was won.
The Stanley Cup was won. I won a little futures there with Tampa Bay, had a little slice of pizza on them, so that was always good. Before we jump into the MLB postseason for today, let's give a shout-out over our sponsors at Manscaped.com. They just released the new and improved Lawnmower 3.0, and their water-resistant technology is fantastic. I love mine. Devin, I know you love yours. Go to Manscaped.com, type in the promo code HOOPBALL20, that's HOOPBALL20 at manscaped.com. Get 20% off and free shipping. Devin, we got a few games here to kick off the postseason. We got, we'll start with the New York Yankees and Gerrit Cole against the Cleveland Indians and Shane Bieber. It's minus 110 to both sides here, over under 6.5 runs. It's an interesting one. I actually have a futures ticket on the Indians at 20-1. I bet that before the season started. I took a little action Saturday night on the Cincinnati Reds as well. So those are my two futures tickets. Tell us a little bit about this game here. It's even to both sides. Good pitching matchup. I like Bieber and the Indians at minus 110. I'm sure you don't.
I actually do. Because, you know, if you – remember just recently to Gerrit Cole's starts towards the end of the year, or, you know, throughout the season, he struggled, you know, early. He didn't get settled in like he normally did in his starts with Houston. Teams were getting to him really, really early. I was hoping there'd be more value on a first five bet for the Indians, but it's pretty much even across the board at minus 110 both ways. So I believe the way to go in this one is just to go ahead and back the Indians, because I think that you're getting the best pitcher in the league for game one, Gerrit Cole. He's got the namesake, but I don't think the goods are there right now. And then Bieber, I mean, he finished, you know, he did the pitching triple crown, leading the AL and ERA, strikeouts, and whip, I believe it was, for the first time since 2016. So look for him to just kind of keep rolling. That's what he does.
Yep, I like the Indians today. I like the Indians for the series as well. Next game on the board, you got the Houston Astros and Zach Greinke against Kenta Maeda and the Minnesota Twins. The Twins are a minus 160 favorite in this one. Houston plus 130, over under 7.5, shaded to the under minus 125. Any thoughts for you here? I mean, I think it's just Twins or busts. Twins are passed here.
Yeah, I'm in agreement with you. And with Kenta Maeda being such a strong pitcher, I think he pitches really well to the weaknesses of this Houston team. So on top of that, Minnesota gets off to hot starts, and Greinke in his last three starts, I think he gave up like four runs in each of his last three starts within the first five innings. So if you want to look at a Twins team total over for the first five, I wouldn't be mad at you. It's at two, at minus 130. I like that a lot. I thought they would have a 3.5 or something on there. But, I mean, it's playoff Greinke. We'll see. I don't know. Not sure what he's going to come out and do.
No, I know. I hear you on that. But I like the Twins here or pass. Probably not going to bet this. If I do bet it any which way, it might be the Twins' first five. But other than that, I'm going to pass. Next game on the board, we got the Tampa Bay Rays and Blake Snell on the mound, the lefty, against Schumacher and the Blue Jays. The Rays are minus $2. Blue Jays plus 160. Over under 7.5, shaded to the under here, minus 120. You know, this Blue Jays team can get hot from time to time, but against Blake Snell, I'm not sure. Any splits here for you on the lefty matchup against this Blue Jays lineup?
Well, the Blue Jays performed really well comparatively from left to right. You know, they hit lefties better this year, specifically guys like Randall Grichuk and Teoscar Hernandez, Rowdy Tellez, their power bopper. Again, it's namesake. Blake Snell had some really rough starts this year where he got roughed up early. Toronto and get a couple balls over the fence and all of a sudden they got four or five runs. This is a team that scored over 15 runs at least three times in the last 10 games of the season. Plus 174 on the money line. I think I might just go ahead and throw a dart at that. I mean, it opened at 140. And so it's even bigger now. Lineups aren't out yet. You know, it's playoff baseball, so it's going to be a little more secretive. You know, we're recording this 11:50 on the East Coast. This game's not till 4. You're not going to get your lineups until probably 3:30. But, yeah, I think you got to take a dart throw with the Blue Jays here if you're going to touch this game. Snell can get roughed up early, and he's a lefty, and the Blue Jays like those lefties.
Yeah, I kind of lean Blue Jays as well. I'm seeing – prices on the Blue Jays between my plus 160 and plus 170, depending where you're shopping here. You see plus 174. It's a good number. Yeah, I'd take a dart with the Blue Jays as well. Next game on the board, we got Lucas Giolito and the White Sox minus 120 against your Oakland Athletics and Jesus Luzardo. Athletics are even money, over under 7.5, shaded the over minus 115. Man, Giolito is a fantastic pitcher, Devin. But the Oakland Athletics, pretty solid team. But the White Sox, they could be a dark horse here. They could win this thing. They could win the whole thing. What are your thoughts on this game?
Yeah, you know, you're absolutely right. I think the deeper they go, I think we're going to see the effects of Matt Chapman being out really, really hurt them. But in this early spot, I don't think it's a terrible, terrible look other than the fact that they drew the White Sox. Now, they fizzled a little bit, the White Sox, at the end of the year. They had a chance to win the division. They didn't. But one thing they do is they win against lefties. They finished the regular season 15-0 against lefties. They also are first five elite as far as offensive numbers go. I think Giolito, Giolito gives them an absolute advantage. And, you know, you've heard me talk high praise of this Luzardo kid. But, it, you know, just sidetracking a little bit, it's funny. I was talking to a listener, Adam, actually, you know, as we were kind of doing this, and we were talking about this game. And
without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know, the White Sox are, you know, to be ahead by the end of the fifth inning, you're getting even money. So I like that. And then the over four runs in the first five is not a bad look to me either. And then, you know, these White Sox bats, yeah, they faltered, but that's what's scary about these bats. People sleep on them and then they just go ham bone, you know?
Yep. No, I like the White Sox here. I trust Giolito more than I do Luzardo. I trust this White Sox lineup more than I do the A's lineup at the moment, especially without Matt Chapman. But yeah, that's where I'm leaning in this game and this series. Next game on the board, my Cincinnati Reds that I bet to win the championship here. the MLB postseason to take it all, the World Series. They got Trevor Bauer. I mean, this cast of pitching for the Reds is fantastic. If they can ever really just get their bats swinging in this postseason, it's game over. So we got the Reds and Bauer plus 120 against the Braves and Freed minus 140. Over under 7.5, shaded to the under at minus 115. You know where I like it. I like the Reds plus 120. Any thoughts for you on this game?
Yeah, so I actually put a slew of my futures bets out. Do you mind if I share a couple of them? I think you'll like some of them.
Go for it.
Yeah, so I took that plus 1,300 on Cincinnati to win it all. Or, I'm sorry, to win the National League pennant. And then I went ahead and took them at plus 125 today. Just like, you know, Trevor Bauer, man, that guy. He's aggressive, and he pitches really well. And then for the American League side, you know, we talked about the White Sox. I went ahead and got them at a plus 650 sprinkle. And then one other one that I thought was interesting. I really just kind of feel decent about the Tampa Bay Rays draw. And if they can get the rest of that side of the bracket to really work for them, plus 300 to win the American League pennant, you know, just as a nice little insurance hedge. But to get back to the Reds, they were actually – I was hoping they weren't going to get in the postseason because they're going to be scary. All those strikeouts, all that power pitching. Their 1-2-3 is going to be hard to beat.
Yeah, absolutely. That's it for the MLB, man. We got some NBA to talk about. We got a playoff game tomorrow, right?
Yeah, already, I think.
Let's go ahead and preview that for tomorrow.
Absolutely.
Yeah, let's go ahead and preview that for tomorrow. We got the Miami Heat against the Los Angeles Lakers. Lakers -5, over under 217 in this one. Man, it's going to be a tough series. I think it's going to probably go 6. I think the Lakers probably get them in 6. But I'm not betting this series at all. I'm just going to bet it from a game-by-game standpoint.
Sure.
Miami +5, I think they match up pretty well against the Lakers. I like Miami +5 in this one, I think. And I kind of am leaning to the over of 217. What about you?
I think 217 in the over is a really good take and a good way to go. You know, I was thinking about this as I was laying in bed last night. Trying to fall asleep after my fifth cup of coffee of the day. And I was just trying to figure out how I was going to bet this game and how I was even going to bet this series, because my two futures tickets for the exact series for the East and the West hit for me. I had the Heat winning 4-2, and then I had the Lakers winning 4-1. So I felt really awesome about that. But then I, you know, wasn't sure what I was going to do with the Lakers Heat. So I think I'm probably going to do a lot of post-flop betting in the finals this year, because these are just going to be so hard to handicap, I think. You know, it's LeBron against the Heat, Pat Riley, Eric Spoelstra. Too bad D-Wade's not on that team still somehow. That'd be interesting. So, yeah, I mean, it's got a pretty good narrative to it. And I think this is going to be a finals that, you know, I think Kobe is definitely going to be prevalent through this whole conclusion of the NBA season, especially with the Lakers being so close. Getting goosebumps kind of thinking about it right now. But yeah, that's kind of how I'm approaching these finals.
Yeah, I mean, post flop is always the way to go in NBA. I'm gonna look to bet this series post flop. I do lean Heat +5. I do lean over the total here in this one, but yeah, we'll get more into it as the day progresses and tomorrow progresses before tip off. But yeah, anything else you want to talk about, Devin, before we get out of here?
Let me throw a couple early college football looks to the listeners who want to get out and start digging. I talked off camera with you that I was going to roll with the Chanticleers again, I think it was. I think I mentioned Coastal Carolina to you again. But they're plus 135 on the money line at home, also getting points somehow. And they are playing Arkansas State. Sure, Arkansas State beat Kansas State week one, but they kind of poo-pooed in the bed, you know, week two. And followed that up, you know, with an inconsistent performance. So the Chanticleers, I think they get it done again. I called my shot on that plus 220 against KU in week one. I'm rolling back to it. And then I want to go ahead and throw UNC right now. They are minus 13.5 favorites on the road at Boston College. Boston College had to kick a last-second field goal to beat Texas State at home this last weekend. UNC's got Heisman dark horse Sam Howell at quarterback. I love this kid. He's a slinger. They got two NFL-type receivers, an NFL line, loads of talent in the backfield. They're easily a two-touchdown favorite in my mind. My number's 15 for UNC. And I went ahead and put a plus 3,800, 38-1 futures ticket on Sam Howell to go ahead and win the Heisman. So I hope it starts right here and he has like a 4-touchdown game and gets UNC into the top 10. So looking for those two games, more to come. Obviously, if you've seen my Twitter, I ramble about any college football game.
Love it, man. All right, guys. Well, that's all the time we have for today. Hopefully, we'll win some baseball games today, and we'll have some more for you tomorrow. Once again, go to manscaped.com, type in the promo code HOOPBALL20 to get 20% off and free shipping. I'm at Iris Silver Magic on Twitter. Devin's at DALE007. We're at HOOPBALL Gaming on Twitter as well. So HOOPBALL Presentation. Thank you so much for joining us, and we'll see you tomorrow.
This has been a HoopBall presentation.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.